The three rights organizations released a report yesterday saying since independence in 2011, South Sudan has faced the challenge of respecting, protecting, and fulfilling human rights that come with the responsibility of being a sovereign state. The report says South Sudan inherited a legacy of prolonged civil war and severe underdevelopment that continues to this date. It says the armed conflict that broke out on December 15, 2013, reversed limited gains in infrastructure, development, and security. Sarah Jackson is Amnesty International's Deputy Director for East Africa, the Horn and Great Lakes. Jackson says it is time the South Sudan government live up to its commitment to adopt a comprehensive human rights agenda.
South Sudan back in 2016 was being reviewed by the United Nations Universal Periodic Review. And that's something where all UN member states are reviewed by each other. And at that time, South Sudan accepted a recommendation that had been made to adopt a human rights agenda. Now, you know, several years later, they haven't yet moved forward with that. And as South Sudan is being reviewed again at the Universal Periodic Review, our three organizations have come together to really, really encourage the government of South Sudan to move forward with something, an agenda that will help to advance the rights of the population of South Sudan.
When contacted by South Sudan in Focus, a top official at the South Sudan Human Rights Commission in Juba declined to comment on this report. Jackson says the South Sudan government must prioritize the human rights protection of its citizens. She says the issues fall under two broad categories.
There are the civil and political rights violations, violations of the right to life, extrajudicial execution, use of the death penalty, issues around right to liberty, long pre-trial detention, arbitrary arrest, torture, and so on. And then you have the economic, cultural, and social rights violations, where rights have not been adequately fulfilled. And here we're talking about the right to health, including maternal health, the right to education when not enough children are in school, and where, you know, 75% of childhood deaths in South Sudan are preventable. So these issues are cross-cutting.
Jackson says these issues impact a wide range of South Sudanese population, including vulnerable groups such as children, pregnant women, and people with disabilities. The report lays out recommendations as to how to address these issues. Again, Sarah Jackson.
One of things that need to change in terms of the behavior of the authorities, you know, respecting the right to life, ending extrajudicial executions, ending torture, stopping long pretrial detention, ending arbitrary arrests. And then the second set of recommendations are really around realization of socioeconomic rights. It's increasing within the national budget the amount of money that is devoted to public health, that is devoted to education, so that people are able to access the services that they need, and so that children are able to go to school and go to school in safety.
Jackson says she recognizes that South Sudan cannot implement all of these recommendations alone, saying it will need international assistance and development assistance. But she says the government must first show the political will to implement them. The report calls on the South Sudan government to move ahead together with the African Union to set up a hybrid court to try wartime human rights violations, as stated in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. Jackson says one of the things rights groups notice is the way in which the legacy of past violence contributed to continued impunity.
Now, in the peace agreement and the Revitalized Peace Agreement, there is the commitment from the government of South Sudan to set up this hybrid court. And so it's really important that that happens. It's important because it will contribute to justice and reparations for survivors of these violations and families of victims. But it will also help to change the behavior of the forces and armed groups in the country.
Under the Universal Periodic Review System, the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva reviews the human rights record of each of the 193 UN member states every 5 years. South Sudan's human rights record was examined on January 31, 2022 by the Human Rights Council's UPR Working Group for the second time since its independence from Sudan in 2011. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.